Trevor Noah is here in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For two shows, right? Thursday and Friday, or when is it?
I'm not sure, and I don't want to just say.
I know there's one Friday at Ruth Eckert Hall, and they added a second one. I don't know if it's Thursday or Friday, but they we wanted to get him in the studio because he's here in town for 2 days.
Right.
And, you know, he's had moderate success, but he's no Jon Stewart.
No.
He's not killing it right now.
No.
And I wanted to get him on the show, and Ruth Eckert Hall was like, great, we'll see what we can do. And they said, no, but we'll do a phoner. And I said, nope, 2017, we don't do phoners anymore unless it's somebody really like David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
And then they said, you sure you don't want to do a phoner? And I said, maybe. Let me think about it. When is he available? And they said, the only time he's available was today at 1:45 p.m. Yeah. I said, so you expect me to come back to this radio station in the afternoon, record an interview, which I hate doing anyway, and then playing it back the next day to my audience to promote this guy? Like, he doesn't want to get up early. I was like, no, forget it. I'll just sit here and watch him fade into obscurity.
Yeah.
No thank you, Trevor.
He has two shows Friday, 8 and 10.
Yeah. Well, look, more power to him. He obviously added a second show because the first one sold so well. He's not hurting at all. It's just that just when it comes to me, I'm not going out of my way.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not anti, but I'm not a huge fan. I think he would have been a good guest. He is cute. I'll give you that, Carter.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's handsome.
I don't really think he's that handsome.
He's handsome and he's got an accent, so that makes him more handsome.
Right. His accent, I will say, is pretty cute. But he just looks like
no, he's not like that. He's like, he's not like, so nice to see you. That's old Butler English. He's like, oh, good day. No, yeah. I don't know. I just can't go. Wait, let me try again.
He's South African, isn't he?
Oh, I got it. Mm-hmm. Andy. There you go.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
By the way, tomorrow, Andy Cohen is going to be on the show.
Yeah.
You know we're going to be like, hey, Andy.
You know what his Twitter is?
Andy.
At?
Andy.
Andy.
Andy. I think my Andy's might have got better than yours.
I think you need to turn my microphone up and listen in your ear holes.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's really.
Go ahead.
Andy.
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 Oh, that was good. Yeah. That was good. Andy. Give me Andy. You want to join me for lunch? Andy.
Andy?
That's more like, is it you, Andy? Would you like to join me for lunch?
Andy.
That's pretty good.
That was good.
Let me try it. Andy. Would you like to join me for lunch? Andy. All right.
Yeah. All right. Uh-huh. Give me more scenarios.
Give me Andy, I believe there's blood from my rectum. Andy. Like an old man problem. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, Andy.
Oh. Just saved a kid from a fire.
Andy. Andy. Give me, I've never been gay, but I think I love you.
Andy.
That was pretty perfect.
Right?
That was pretty good. Show me, I'm afraid of you when you're angry.
Andy.
One more. I lost my job.
Andy.
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 We're going to jail. There was a good picture of Morgan Freeman and Andy. What's his name? Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins, yeah.
Like from a movie premiere or something recently. And Morgan Freeman was wearing like a white coat and he's got his earring in. And Andy had his gray hair. And it just looked like if they were at D. Watanejo, whatever the place was, about to go get a nice dinner.
That's it.
With their, their two island girls. Yeah. Freedom, loving life.
The ocean's so blue.
Oh.
What a great story.
Boats.
If you could just take that male rape out of it, it'd be like the best.
Well, prison ain't no fairy tale.
Yeah. I know.
Nice to say it was. And about the good fight.
Sisters are always coming at him.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, no.
Can I tell you who the creepiest rapist is in Shawshank Redemption?
Sure.
It's not the ginger. What's his name? I forgot his name.
Creepy rapist number one?
Yeah, not him.
The other guy.
The big guy behind him.
Yeah.
That looks like he could be any of your friend's father from high school.
Oh, he's kind of balding and his hair is all messy and stuff.
When one of the main sister confronts Andy and this guy gets behind him, he's like,
Yeah.
God.
Well, he's the second guy, you know what I mean? So he's not in charge, but he agrees with the first one. He's like, I'm going to rape you. And he's like,
He's the muscle.
He's going to rape you.
He is the muscle. And Andy said, I don't suppose help if I explained to them that I wasn't homosexual.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do you remember his name? I have the cast here. I just don't know.
He doesn't have a name.
Boggs was the ginger guy.
Right.
That's Mark Rolston was Boggs.
Which is a horrible... I blame that on Wade Boggs. I blame that on what's his name? Who wrote that?
Stephen King?
Stephen King,
yeah.
Who's from Rhode Island, who is a Red Sox fan, who named him after Wade Boggs. That's not right.
By the way, you want to be more scared of the second rapist? You know what his name is?
No.
Rooster McBride.
No, in real life?
No, yeah, that's his name in the...
In the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rooster.
You got him on there?
Rooster's going to get you.
Uh-huh.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Shake your tail feather, Rooster. I think if I met Boggs in real life, I'd have to beat him up just because he played that role so well.
Yeah.
He made me really...
Well, he never walked again.
No, that's true. I forgot
it. Yeah, so you don't have to worry about it. 727-579-1025
or 1-800-771-1025. Kenny Urell, you remember Kenny? He's been in the studio. He was the subject of the documentary that I can never remember the name of because all the numbers run together. Me, the 7-5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that guy on the right, Carmen.
Him. Yeah, ooh, look at that. He's got big pecs. I don't like that. He's like Kenny.
But he looks like your high school girlfriend's father. Like you went over there and he was mowing the lawn with no shirt on.
Right.
That's what freaks me out.
Rooster, he's going to get you.
Kenny Urell is one of the cops that the 7-5 was made about, and he was a good cop who got led down a real, real corrupt path by Michael Dowd, who is labeled as the dirtiest cop ever in New York. He's been arrested again. Michael Dowd, not Kenny.
Right.
Kenny lives here, and he's a friend of ours. Michael Dowd has been arrested again on charges he violated a judge's order in a domestic incident, authorities said. Dowd, who shook down drug dealers for protection money in the 80s and 90s, was busted Monday night and charged with criminal contempt. Cops wouldn't provide details about the charges, but court records allege it stems from an incident that happened 1:30 a.m. on Friday. I heard he's a wife beater.
Oh, Jesus.
In the latest arrest for Dowd, whose ex-girlfriend accused him of choking her, there you go, back in December in East Islip, police arrested him again in March for him trying to contact his ex in defiance of judge's order. So this is a guy who clearly just thumbs his nose he'll never change.
Yeah.
Kenny's lay low. He's chill out here in Florida. He's on the straight and narrow, but Dowd is just a scumbag for the rest of his life. If you're 56 years old and you're still choking broads out, that just shows you what you're...
Yeah, in your 20s, it's fine.
Right.
No, it's not.
You get to a certain age, you need to cut that stuff out.
It's not cool anymore.
I watched Dallas Buyers Club again the other day.
Yeah.
McConaughey definitely deserved that award.
Oh, my God. He's so good.
He is one handsome man with his abs and his all right, tan body and all that. Because I also watched the movie with him and Goldie Hawn's daughter. What's her name?
Kate Hudson?
Yeah, Kate Hudson when they were dating and she worked on a boat. And he was a treasure hunter.
How to lose a guy in 10 days?
No, the other one.
It's something you had to do.
It doesn't matter. He's real handsome. He's like beach guy, doesn't own a shirt or whatever.
Right.
And then to watch him in Dallas Buyers Club, what a skeevy redneck he was.
Skinny and the mustache and all weird. And
he's
coughing.
The guy you see picking half cigarettes out of the ashtray.
Absolutely.
Gross.
Because he must have filmed the part for The Wolf of Wall Street right around that time because he was very thin in that.
As
well.
Yeah, he had a bony face.
And I love when he goes, like, you know that wasn't written that way. And Leonardo DiCaprio was like, well, I guess I'm going along with this. Here we go.
Can you imagine what that life must have been like?
Such a nice, happy life. They got to have so much fun.
Just cash and drugs and girls. And
every time I see Leonardo DiCaprio on TMZ, it's just him and a gaggle of whores, and he's on like a yacht or in some 5-star hotel.
But he went Jeter route. Well, you really don't hear anything bad about him, and he's not bragging about it, and he's not, you never wake up and read, oh, Leo's in trouble again.
Yeah.
Just the worst thing you hear about him is that he dates pretty girls.
His cocaine dealer has doesn't want to ever rat on Leo because they gotta just be blowing rails.
He's got it around him.
Because he's a known drinker, like he likes to go out and party.
Okay, so am I. It doesn't mean you
gotta wake up the next day, a little bump to wake up, right, Carmen? You know, just a little bit to get me going.
And then a little
bit to get me out of night. And then I drank a little bit too much. And then pick me up.
With the jaw.
This is all.
Faster.
This is all foreign to me. Yeah. So I'm not a drug addict.
I have no idea.
You nailed it, though.
I worked in the nightclub business for a long time. I see people. I know what's up.
Little bump. You know what's going on. I don't even know those terms.
Yeah.
The one drug that I've never seen anybody on, and the stories that Galvin tells about it, I wish I saw more people on it, is GHB.
Oh, my God.
Some of the funniest stories of people on just falling over.
Oh, dude, don't say anybody's name. There used to be a guy who was the manager at one of the strip clubs. You know who he is.
Yeah.
And we went to an ECW event one time, and he was falling out on the GHB. I felt like I was with a zombie. Oh, yeah. He was, like, falling on his face, and he was like this. And I'm like, why would you leave the house like this?
Oh, yeah, for real.
One of the bartenders I used to work with, it was his night off, and he came up to my bar, and he's just rolling his eyes and doing another thing, and then walked away, and it looked like he was a marionette puppet, and somebody was cutting his strings as he was walking.
He just walked away like this, you know.
Yeah. I've never done GHB. I've never done cocaine. I've never done any drugs.
I've made
pot, and I tried acid one time. But there were clubs like Fantasy Ranch and a couple other places where at midnight you'd go there.
Yeah.
Because that's where all the hot girls were over there rolling and all that. And I would go there, and then girls would call the radio show, and they'd be like, I saw you rolling at Fantasy Ranch. I went, nope.
Yeah.
You saw me sleepy.
Yeah.
That's all you saw.
That's so funny, because I have never done anything. I smoked pot like twice when I was in high school, and I was like, this isn't really for me. And two girls said that I was rolling one time, and I go, I wasn't rolling. I go, have you ever met me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I couldn't imagine either of you guys.
No way.
I mean, I probably had the same sleepy face that they did.
Yeah.
I've been up since 4. What are you doing?
Yeah, for real.
I just like to dance.
Yeah, I'll kick my shoes off.
Have you? When was the last time you danced, and why? Like, I didn't even see you dance at your wedding.
Last time I danced? No, I danced at my wedding.
But not slow dance.
Don't you remember? Yeah, I slow danced to Let's Get It On with my mother-in-law. Like, they started playing a slow song. I was like, oh, okay. And then it was Let's Get It On. And I went, oh, come on. Dancing with my mother-in-law. I think probably the last time I actually danced was, like, on one of the cruises. Like, we were out drinking, and we were just like, let's party.
I remember the last time this guy danced.
I know, in Ireland.
In Ireland.
That's right.
Other countries.
Give me that champagne.
We should do that again. We should plan another. Not you.
Joey was saying that we were talking about, because I gave him some Jameson, and he was like, that must have been fun. I go, it was a blast. Yeah. I said, but we did it 3 years in a row, and we were like, all right, let's take a little time off. And then we were like, we want to go first class. And they were like, well, then we couldn't afford to pay anyone else to go. And we're like, all right, then we won't.
How long is that flight?
7-8 hours.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, you know, you have to go 2 hours to New York.
Oh, really?
And then 8 hours to Dublin. It's not bad, but it's not good.
And did they do the free booze where you can have free, it's like unlimited booze on that flight? Isn't there some flight that you do that you can go to Europe and they have free alcohol for you the whole time?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh. There was unlimited Jameson when we were in Ireland, I can tell you that, man.
The minute you get off the plane, they take you to a room.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it wasn't like you had to ask for it. You had to tell them, please slow down.
Really?
Yes, I have a family. Take it easy.
They want to see me again.
And then you know what? Next morning, little bump, get you gone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.